请我们看创世纪。
Let us open the book to Genesis.
创世纪第一章。
And chapter 1.
26节。
Verse 26.
念到27节。
To verse 27.
神说我们要照着我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他们管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫神就照着自己的形象造人乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 and 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea.And over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
我们还是看第二章第七节。
Then chapter 2, verse 7.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
我们再看第二章第十八节。
And in verse 18,
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him.
然后我们看二十二节。
And verse 22.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人领她到那人跟前。那人说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉。可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Verse 22 to 24. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh.She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
我们有一点祷告。
Let us bow our head in prayer.
主，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, our heart is full of joy and thanksgiving to thee.
因为在你主宰的恩典里你再一次把我们聚集在这里。
Because by the sovereign grace, once again, you have gathered us here together.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你奇妙的应许。
Lord, because of thy wondrous promises, we want to give thanks to you.
你说有两三个人在地上奉你的名聚会，你就在他们中间。
Because you spoke to us that where there's two or three people gathered together in thy name, there you are in the midst of us.
我们宝贵你的同在胜过一切。
O Lord, we treasure thy presence more than anything else.
我们恭恭敬敬把这个时间交在你的手中。
So Lord, with reverence, we want to commit this time into thy hand.
求你对我们说话。
Please speak to us, Lord.
求你的灵在我们每一个人身上光照我们。
Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit will work in us to enlighten us.
把我们带到你自己的里面,
to bring us, Lord, before you.
叫我们能在这个地上为你做见证,
so that while we are here on the earth, we can be a testimony for you.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你,
we want to give thee all the glory.
奉主的名祷告,
we pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主又给我们一次机会能聚集在他的面前。
We want to thank the Lord because He was gracious to gather us once again before Him.
我深深地感觉在这样一个世界环境的里面,
for I'm deeply believe that even at this time and the condition,
我们能安安静静地一同聚集,
that we can gather before the Lord in quietness. And this is a special grace. So we look to the Lord that He will, by His words, spoke to us again.
昨天下午我们就提到我们这一次聚集的题目。
So yesterday afternoon, we already mentioned the topic of our gathering.
树林操练和家庭,
spiritual exercise and family.
我们昨天就稍微提到一点树林的操练,
and so yesterday, we briefly spoke upon the spiritual exercise.
我们看见我们做基督徒必须有树林的操练,
we see that as a Christian, we must have spiritual exercise.
因为基督徒的生活不是外面,
because a Christian life is not bound with outwardness.
基督徒的生活是里面,
it is inwardly.
我们不是在外面做基督徒,
we are not be a Christian outwardly.
我们是在里面做基督的人,
we are inwardly, we are the man of Christ.
感谢神他为我们预备了一切属灵的需要。
We want to thank God because He already prepared every spiritual need for us.
他不但给我们一个新的灵,叫我们与神是灵有交通。
Not only that, God has given us a new spirit so that we can have fellowship with God's Spirit.
他不但把基督住在 我们每一个人的灵里面,
and also that Christ has also come to dwell within our spirit,
做我们的生命,
and become our life.
他也把他的圣灵住在我们的灵里,
and also the Holy Spirit came to dwell in our spirit.
要负责把基督的生命在我们里面能长大成人,
so that He's taking the full responsibility to see the life of Christ can grow up in us.
因为神的旨意不是静静地叫我们得救,
because God's will is not for us to be just saved.
虽然在我们所我们能蒙恩得救实在是一个莫大的恩典,
though even to us, we feel that we can be saved, it is already a great grace.
像我们这样的人, 只配下地狱, 不配上天堂,
for people like us are only worthy to be cast into hell and cannot go to heaven.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God,
因为神是爱,
because God is love.
他因着爱我们的缘故, 就差遣他独生的爱子,
because He loved us, that's why He sent His only begotten Son into the world.
他来拯救我们,
and He came to save us.
他所流的宝血洗净我们一切的罪,
the precious blood that He has shed cleanses us from sin.
叫我们能站在那公义的神面前,
so that we can stand before the righteous God.
他给我们一个新的灵,
and He given us a new spirit,
好叫我们与神 是灵能相交。
And so that we can have fellowship with God's Spirit.
他不但把基督放在我们的灵里，做我们灵的生命。
And not only he has put Christ within our spirit to be the life for us.
他又借着内住的圣灵，叫这个生命在我们里面能长大。
But also by the indwelling Holy Spirit to see the life of Christ grow up to maturity.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要切切地记得。
So let us remember,
属灵基督徒属灵的长大不是外面的故事。
The spiritual growth of a Christian is not something outward.
基督徒属灵生命的长大是里面的事情。
The spiritual growth of a Christian is something that's inward.
当圣灵在我们里面工作的时候，
When the Holy Spirit works in us,
当他对我们说话的时候，
And when he speaks to us,
当他感动我们的时候，
And when he moves us,
我们灵里面就响应，
And then our spirit will respond.
在我们的直觉里面我们就能知道他的心意。
For in our intuition, we do know and understand his will.
在我们良心的里面，我们就能顺服他。
And also in our conscience, we can obey him.
在交通的里面，我们能与他相交而长大。
And so through our fellowship with him, we can grow up.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们应当注意这个属灵的操练。
So let us pay attention into the spiritual exercise.
就是说我们要注意圣灵在我们灵里的指示。
So we need to pay attention to how the Holy Spirit instructs us.
这样我们不但能常住在主里面，
This way, not only we can always abide in the Lord,
并且基督的生命在我们里面就渐渐地长大。
But also the life of Christ will grow up in us slowly.
因为神的心意是要我们磨成他儿子的形象。
For the will of God is for us to be conformed into the image of his Son.
他所赦免的人，
Those that he had forgiven,
他也要他们长大成人，满有基督长成的圣量。
He also want them to grow up into the mature statures of Christ.
所以昨天我们所特别注意的，就是基督徒的生活是里面的，不是外面。
So yesterday, our focus was on the growth of a Christian is something inward, not outward.
当然，当我们里面长大的时候，我们外面就有见证。
So of course, when the life within has grown up, then outwardly we will have testimony.
那么今天早晨，我们愿意一同交通关乎家庭的问题。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you concerning the family.
家庭不是人的发明。
We know family is not invented by man.
因为在许多人的意念里面，
But in many people's mind,
以为家庭就是我们的事。
They feel that family is concerning us.
但是当我们读圣经的时候，
But when we read the scripture,
我们看见家庭是出于神的。
We see that family is created by God.
家庭是神的旨意。
And the family is also God's will.
所以圣经这样的说。
Therefore the Bible tells us this way.
当神在创造万有之后，
After God has created everything.
也可以说他修造万物之后，
Or after God has restored everything.
因为我们都知道创世纪第一章第一节和第二节之间有一个极大的距离。
Because we will understand that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2, there's a great gap between those two verses.
因为创世纪第一章第一节说，起初神创造天地。
For verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
神他创造就必定是完成的。
Because when God created, He created in completeness.
因为他只要说一句话，事情就成了。
Because God only has to spoke and it is come to.
但是到了第二节的时候,
but when we come to verse 2,
我们就看见说这个地就变成虚空混沌。
But we see that the earth was without form and void.
失去了他神创造他的心意。
And have already lost the original way of God creation.
因为神所创造的不是虚空，不是混沌。
Because God does not create void and without form.
他所创造的是完全的。
Whenever God creates, it's complete.
但是因着当时天使长犯罪的缘故。
But because at that time the archangel rebelled against God.
所以结果我们看见他和他所管理的一切就进入审判之下。
And so that himself and also those that under his rule have also entered into God's judgment.
因为当时这个地是这个天使长所管理的。
Because at that time, this earth was ruled by that archangel.
我们不知道这个大地被水所淹没有多久。
Because we do not know how long has the water covered the earth.
我们只知道说这个大地有经过冰雪的时期。
But we know that this earth has gone through an ice age.
但是神因着他爱的缘故。
But because of the love of God.
所以他就复造这个世界。
And so God restored the world.
所以我们看见神有六天的功夫来复造这个大地。
So we can see that in 6 days, God restored the earth.
并且到了第六天的时候,
and when he come to the 6th day,
神在那里说,
and God spoke there,
我们要照着我们的形象, 按着我们的样式造人。
We will create men in our image and after our likeness.
感谢赞美神,
want to thank you and praise the Lord.
在神所创造的万物中,
that in all the creation of God,
只有人是照着神的形象, 按照他的样式而造。
It's only man that is created in God's image and after His likeness.
形象在原文里面就是image, 那就是说是里面的品格。
Because image, it means that the inward character.
样式是外面的样式,
and,
叫我们能看见。
And the likeness is something that outward so that we can see.
所以当神创造人的时候,
so when God created man,
他就照着他的性格来造我们。
So God also created man according to his character.
并且也照着三位一体的神, 第二位的形象来造我们。
And also created us in the image of the second Godhead, the Son.
神把人创造的时候,
so when God created man,
圣经告诉我们说, 神用泥土来磨成一个人身体的样子。
The Bible tells us that God formed man out of the dust of the earth.
然后神就吹气在人的鼻孔里。
And then God breathed into the nostril of the man.
当神把他的气吹在人鼻孔的时候,
so when God breathed the breath of life into the nostril of man,
这个气啊, 在人的里面就变成人的灵。
Then this breath comes into man and becomes our spirit.
而当灵与身体在那里接触的时候,
and when the spirit joins with the body,
就产生了人的魂。
And then it produced the soul of man.
所以圣经说,
so the Bible tells us,
当他用尘土造人的时候,
after God formed the man from the dust of the earth.
把生气吹在他的鼻孔里,
and then he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils.
他就成了有灵的活人,
so he became a living soul.
那底下说, 名叫亚当,
because in the Chinese, it has the dot dot size called Adam. That in the Chinese Bible, it got dots underneath.
表明在原文里头没有这一个东西,
which means in the original text that there doesn't have these words.
但是我们读英文圣经和中文圣经的时候,
but when we read the English Bible and the Chinese Bible,
我们看见也有一点不同,
we can also see that there are some difference.
因为在英文圣经里面,
because in the English Bible,
他只说人就成了,
because he only said the man become a living soul.
没有提到灵,
and didn't speak of the spirit.
但是在我们中共圣经里头成了有灵的魂,
but in the Chinese Bible, it is saying become a living soul with a spirit.
我想我们中文圣经在这里好像是更好的,
so I believe that the Chinese translation is more clear.
因为神造我们的时候,
because when God created us, we also have three parts.
他不但我们的身体是泥土所造,
not only our body is formed from the dust of the
因为是泥土所造,
earth, because it is formed by dust.
所以与我们这个物质的世界就有基础,
and so it can actually in connection with the physical world.
但是, 当神的气吹在我们人的鼻孔里的时候,
but when the life of God breathed into man's nostrils,
这个气啊, 就在人里面成为人的灵,
and it is this breath that becomes the spirit of man.
当灵与气作用的时候, 就产生魂, 就是人的自己。
When the spirit and the body join together and works, then it forms the soul.
所以圣经里头有的时候用魂来代表人,
so in the Bible, we see that often it also used soul to represent man.
好像当初的时候,雅各他70个人一同下到埃及,
it's like in Jacob's family, there were 72 souls in going to Egypt.
在原文里头就是有70个魂来到埃及,
for in the original it is say 72 souls went to Egypt.
因为我们的魂就是代表我们这个人,
because our soul is representing the man.
但是按照神的旨意,
but according to God's will,
是灵最高,
is the spirit has the highest place.
因为灵要从神,
for the Spirit will receive from the Spirit of God His will.
然后就要我们魂, 就是我们这个自己来决定,
and then it's our soul, ourself, that we can make a decision.
当我们接受神的旨意的时候,
that when we receive the will of God,
就吩咐我们的身体, 把它遵行出来,
and the soul will command the body to obey and carry out the word.
所以在圣经里头, 有的时候用魂来代表人,
so that's why in the Bible, sometimes they use soul to represent man.
这是神造人的经过,
and we can see this is how God created man.
然后神就把这个人放在爱的园里面,
and we can see that God placed the man in the Garden of Eden.
叫他修理看守,
so that he can look after and govern the garden.
这是第二章第十五节,
and that's in chapter 2, verse 15.
耶和华神把人安置在埃及园里,使他修理看守,
and the Lord put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
这里的修理啊, 实在就是要他去耕种,
and here when it says dress it, it means that he should labor to till the ground.
叫神所 备的这些植物能长得更丰满。
And so that the plants that which God has planted that can grow better.
同时也要他看守。
At the same time, he needs to keep it.
我们知道伊甸园是一个花园。
We know that the Garden of Eden, it is a garden.
它没有围墙的。
And this garden has no walls around it.
神要人来做这个围墙。
And God wants men to be the wall.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为在伊甸园的外面有撒旦存在。
Because outside the garden there is the devil.
所以当时人的责任是做伊甸园的围墙。
And so at that time, man's responsibility is to be the wall around the garden.
不让仇敌偷偷地进来。
So that the enemy cannot secretly enter into the garden.
但是可能可惜人失职。
Unfortunately, man failed.
所以到了第三章的时候，我们看见仇敌就进来。
So when it comes to chapter 3, we can see that the enemy has already crept in.
但是当神创造人之后，
But after God created the man,
他说这人独居不好。
And he said it's no good for the man to dwell alone.
我要为他造一个女人做他的配偶。
I will create a woman to be his helpmate.
来帮助他。
To help him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So, brothers and sisters,
家庭的观念不是从人开始。
The concept of a family does not start with man.
家庭的观念是神的观念。
For the concept of a family is from God.
神说这人都居不好。
Because God says it's no good for man to dwell
alone. 我要为他预备一个配偶来帮助他。
I will prepare for him a helpmate to help him.
所以当神创造人的时候，
So after when God created the man,
他是造男造女，
He created male and female.
那么我们可能都知道这个经过，
And we all know that how it happened.
当我们小的时候在主日学里面就听见这些事情，
Because when we are young and in Sunday school, we heard a lot of these stories.
神把他所造的走兽和空中的飞鸟就带到亚当的面前。
And God has brought all the animals and all the fowls of the air to bring them before Adam.
让他替他们起名。
And so to ask Adam to name them.
弟兄姊妹。
So dear brother and sister.
这里就看见了神所造的人是何等的聪明有智慧。
And from here we see the man that God has created is full of wisdom.
所有的走兽和飞鸟起名。
He can name all the animals and all the birds.
因为什么神让这些东西带到亚当的面前呢？
Why does God bring all these animals before Adam?
让他看见他能不能找到一个与他相配的人。
Is to let Adam to see if he can find one that is comparable to him.
但是没有一个配。
But there's not one suitable.
他虽然替他们取名，但是他找不到他的配偶。
Though Adam has named them, but he did not find one that's suitable for himself.
所以神自己为他预备一个配偶。
So God personally prepared one that's suitable for Adam.
神就叫他沉睡。
And God caused a deep sleep for Adam.
然后就从他的里面拿出一个东西来。
And so out of Adam, God took out something.
中文圣经一般是肋骨。
Because in the Chinese Bible, it says a rib.
但是在原文里头就是从他里面拿出一个东西。
But in the original, God, it means that God took something out of Adam.
然后神就把拿出来的这个肋骨就造了一个女人。
And so God used the rib that he had taken out to form a woman.
我们可以说 这是神在那里做开刀的手术。
So we can see that it's God there doing the surgery.
但是是没有痛苦的，没有流血的那个手术。
But we can see that surgery is without pain.
然后神就把这个拿出来的那个东西呀、啊，造了一个女人。
And so, what God had taken out of Adam, He formed the woman.
就把这个女人带到亚当的面前。
And then He bring the woman to before Adam.
亚当就说：“这是我肉中的肉，骨中的骨。”
And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh."
为女人。
You can call her woman.
然后他们两个人就结合成为一体。
And two of them become one flesh.
所以这个是家庭的开始。
And we can see this is the beginning of family.
我们看见神怎样把这个女人带到男人的跟前，叫他们看见他们是合而为一。
It's God who brought the woman before the man and to let them become to become one.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
神在那里创造家庭。
We can see that God created a family.
究竟他的目的在哪里？
But what is God's purpose?
今天我们常常觉得说家庭是我们的事。
And today, so often we feel that family is concerning ourselves.
家庭是为着我们的幸福，我们的喜乐。
And as a family is for our own blessing and our joy.
但是当初神在那里设立家庭的时候，
But in the beginning, when God created family,
是有他专业的目的。
And God has one unique purpose.
那个目的就是要我们这个家庭来侍奉神。
Because God wants the family to serve Him.
因为一个人要侍奉神就很费力。
Because for one person to serve God, it is difficult.
但是有两个人能同心合意的成了一个家。
But for two persons with one heart and one mind become a family.
来遵行神的旨意。是比较容易。
And it's easier for them together to do the will of God.
因为当一个人失败的时候，另外一个能把他扶起来。
Because when one person failed, then the other person can lift him up.
这是神创造家庭的目的。
We can see that is the purpose why God created family.
不错，我们能享受我们家庭的快乐。
Of course, we can enjoy the joy in the family.
但是我们属于主的人要切切地记得。
But for us that belongs to the Lord, we need to remember.
我们的家庭最主要的目的。
The chief purpose for our family.
就是要同心合意地来侍奉神。
Is to serve God with one heart and one mind.
来遵行神的旨意。
And to do God's will.
所以我们再读下去的时候，
So if we read a little more further,
我们看见神怎样的从一个人亚伯拉罕就带进一个家庭。
We can see how God begins with Abraham and bring in a family.
从这个家庭就成了一个民族，一个国家。
And out of this family, it becomes a nation.
神在这个国家的里面，他的旨意就像在家庭一样，要来侍奉神。
And then God's purpose for this nation was the same purpose He had for the family to serve Him.
我们记得怎样神差遣摩西把以色列人从埃及为奴之地救出来。
We can see how God sent Moses into Egypt to bring out the Israel which were slaves in Egypt to bring them out. And to bring them into Mount Sinai.
在那里神就向他们给他们十条诫,
and from there God gave them the Ten Commandments.
叫他们能成为神的子民,
so that they can become God's people.
然后神就把他的心意告诉他们,
and then it's there that God revealed His
heart.
You should build me a tabernacle.
因为我要住在你们中间,
because I want to dwell in your midst.
所以我们看见神把以色列人拯救出来,
so you can see that when God delivered Israel,
不是光光为着他们的好处,
it's not just for their goodness.
不错, 他们是从为奴之地,
of course, they have been set free as a slave from Egypt. But they have a higher purpose.
It's
to be a testimony for God. Because they are to serve the God that created heaven and earth. So when it comes to the book of Joshua, he was leading the children of Israel enter into the land of Canaan. And he led them to conquer many places in Canaan. But when he comes to his old age, then he gathered the children of Israel together. And he had a testimony in the midst of them. Ask them, are you going to continue serving the Lord? You need to make a choice. You cannot sit on the fence. If you want to serve God, then serve Him with one purpose. You cannot worship God and worship something else.
但是在这里,
and it's here that Joshua spoke a very precious verse.
在约书亚 24章15节,
and it's in Joshua chapter
24.
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I don't care what is your choice. But for me and for my family, we shall serve the Lord. We see that this is the purpose of God for family. So dear brothers and sisters, after we are saved by grace, maybe before God, we have a great ambition and goal. We want our whole family to worship God. And this is the purpose for a Christian family. And here I have remembered something.
It
has special meaning for the Chinese.
我不知道弟兄姊妹, 你们听见不听见这一个名词?
I do not know if brothers or sisters have heard about this saying.
我们中文叫戴德森,
and his name is Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor, 戴德森.
Hudson Taylor.
这一个弟兄, 他觉得神呼召他到中国来传道。
And he felt the call of God for him to go and serve in China.
当时传道人到中国都在五个通商口,
And at that time, the missionary in China are only at the 5 different ports.
因为在这些通商口,他们受到他们国家的保护。
Because around those ports, they are protected by their own country.
但是戴德森,他觉得主要他往内陆去传福音。But
Hudson Taylor feel that God want to send him inland.
所以他就组织内地会。
So he started the China Inland Mission.
把福音带到内地去。
So that the gospel can bring into the inland of China.
我们为做这一个感谢神。
We want to thank God for what he has done.
但是我要讲的故事不是他。
But the story I want to share with you is not about him.
我要讲的故事是他的曾祖父。
But the story I want to share with you is his great-grandfather.
他的曾祖父是 James Taylor。
His great-grandfather is James Taylor.
当时是一个年轻的人。
At that time, he was a young man.
虽然他也是一个基督徒。
Even though he also is a Christian.
但是这个青年人就喜欢跳舞，喜欢这些的事情。
And because as a young man, he liked his dances and his the things for the young people.
当他要结婚的那一天。
But the day for his marriage comes.
他早晨起来就为着他要来的家庭准备。
So that morning, he rose up and was preparing for the family.
但是忽然他里面有感觉。
But then, in his heart, that he felt something.
他说,今天我要结婚了。
He said, today, I'm going to get married.
我要成家了。
I'm going to form a family.
这是一件严重的事情。This
is a very solemn matter.
所以当他有这样感觉的时候,
So when he feels this way,
他就跑到原地里去祷告去。So
he ran far away out to pray.
当他在神面前倾心吐意的时候,
And when he poured out his heart before God in prayer,
他就蒙了神的恩典。
And he received the grace of God.
但是因为他专心在那里祷告,
Because he was one heart and praying,
他不知道时间已经很快地过去了。
He did not realize that the time goes by very quickly.
当他祷告完了之后,
And after he finished his prayer,
他发现已经差不多12点钟了。
And he saw that the time is almost 12 o'clock.
那是他结婚的时候到了。
And that is already the time of his marriage.
他的新郎新娘啊, 和所有来参加的人都在那里等他。
And yet, the bride and also with his family are waiting for him there.
我想普通啊,这个婚礼上面,
And I think that normally in a marriage,
都是新郎啊,很早到了。
In a wedding, it's the groom that is be there early, waiting.
但是新娘啊,就是迟迟不来。
And then the bride always come late.
但是在这个婚礼上刚好相反。
And yet, in his marriage, the opposite is different.
新娘也在那里。
The bride's already there waiting.
家庭朋友的人都在那里。
The family of friends are also there waiting.
他们希奇这个新郎到哪里去。
And they were wandering around to see where has the groom gone. But when he woke up,
他就马上就赶到那个礼拜堂里去。
And so he quickly ran into the church.
就结婚了。
And so he got married.
等到结婚之后,
And after he got married,
那一天晚上,
And in that evening,
他就对他新的太太说,
And he speak to his new wed wife,
我们要祷告,
We need to pray.
他的太太很稀奇,
And his wife was amazing.
因为本来都是与他一同跳舞做乐的人。
Because in the past, they always danced together and have fun together.
所以太太说了一句话,
so his wife said this.
她说,我没有想到我是嫁给一个美丽美慧的人。
It's like, I didn't realize I have married a master.
因为当时只有美丽美慧是在那里非常热心爱主。
Because in that time, only the masters will also have a zealous to love for God.
他很不以为然。
And he feels it's fine.
但是, 这个 James Taylor 很忍耐地仰望主。
But James Taylor, with patience, he looked up to the Lord.
有一天
So one day came.
他实在受感动
And he was greatly moved.
所以他把他的太太抱起来
And so he carried up his wife.
把他的太太倾在地上
And then put her down onto the ground.
他就倾心出意地祷告
And then he poured out his heart.Before God in prayer.
这个叫他太太很受感动。
And what he did greatly moved his wife.
过了不久他太太也得救了。
So not long after, his wife also saved.
他们夫妇就同心合意地侍奉神。
So together as a married couple, they served God in oneness.
你如果看他的戴德森的传记的话。
If you read the biography of Hudson Taylor,
从他曾祖父到他
not only described from what happened from his great grandfather to him
从他到他的后代
but also from him and his descendants
他们是世世代代的服侍主
for all their life they all served the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters
在这里给我们看见这个家庭
We can see the importance of family here.
我和我的家必定要侍奉神。
But as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
我想在这里我要顺便再讲一点夫妇的关系。
So I take this opportunity to speak a little more about a husband and wife.
我们如果翻到新约哥林多前书
So in the New Testament and 1 Corinthians,
哥林多前书第十一章
1 Corinthians chapter 11
我们从第三节Yes.
When we read from verse 3.
我愿意你们知道基督是个人的头男人是女人的头神是基督的头
So verse 3, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ.And the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
这里告诉我们说，基督是个人的头。
And here it tells us that Christ is the head of every man.
我想关于这个，我们大家都同意。
I think we all agree what he said.
基督实在是我们的头。
Because Christ is our head.
以下说男人是女人的头。
But then it follows on to say that the man is the head of the woman.
这个恐怕我们有问题。
And maybe many of us do not agree with this.
神是基督的头。
And then it goes on to say,That God is the head of Christ.
在一个家庭的里面
So in a family,
就需要有一个家长
There needs to be a head of a house.
但是在夫妇之间呢
But between husband and wife,
我们在这里有一个问题
Then we have some question about it.
当我到美国之后
After I went to America,
我发现说在美国许多的太太都是做头的。
I see that in America, many wives are the head of the house.
尤其我在 Richmond 的时候。
Especially when I was at Richmond.
开始是几位姊妹开始。
And the meeting was started with a few sisters.
姊妹在家里头是做头的。
Because the sister is the head of the house.
这个是不合乎圣经的。
And we can see that it's unscriptural.
但是这是很普遍的现象。
But today is a very common condition.
恐怕在我们中国人的中间也很多这样的情形。
And afraid among the Chinese also in many families have the same condition.
我们说为什么弟兄做头？
We ask why does the man have to be the head?
因为一般说来姊妹常常比弟兄更属灵。
Because so often the sister are more spiritually mature than the husband.
因为弟兄在外面做事。
Because the brother always working outside.
与世界接触多。
Because he's constantly in touch with the world.
所以常常姊妹比较专一。
But a sister at home is much more,
所以在属灵上常常姊妹是超过弟兄。
So the sister spiritually are more advanced than the brother because they are more focused.
那么为什么在一个家庭里面男人是女人的头呢？
But why does the Bible say the man is the head of the house?
如果我们要明白这个真理，
If we want to understand this truth,
我们要记得底下所说的。
We need to also understand what is said following.
他说神是基督的头。
He tells us that God is the head of Christ.
我们知道神和神的儿子是平等。
We know that God and His Son is equal.
因为神一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里。
For all God'sglory and fullness dwell in Christ bodily.
在那里没有高低的分别。
For there is no difference, no high or low difference.
因为父与子原为一。
Because the Father and the Son are one.
这是就着里面的性格说的。
For that is speaking concerning the character within.
但是为着神的工作。
But for the need of God's word.
记得在生命上是相同。
We remember that in life they are equal.
但是在工作上神有他的计划。
But in God's work, he has his plan.
因为神他有一个工作。
Because God has a work.
但是他的儿子是来执行神的旨意。
And the Son is come to do the Father's will.
所以在这样的一个关系里面，
So in this relationship,
儿子就站在一个身体的地位。
For the Son is stand in the position as a body.
让他的父站在头的地位。
And let the Father stand as the head.
所以当我们念四福音的时候，
So when we read the four gospels,
当我们的主在地上的时候，
So when our Lord is still on the earth,
他常常说我凭着自己不能做什么。
So often the Lord speaks this way, that by myself I can do nothing.
唯着我自己我不能说什么。
And out of myself I don't say anything.
我做因为我看见我父做。
I see what the Father does, so I does.
我讲，因为我听见我父亲讲。
And what I heard from my Father, therefore I speak to
you. 我的时间也不是我的。
For the time is also not in my control.
因为我父的时间还没有来到。
Because the time of my Father has not yet come.
所以我们看见我们主在地上的一生呢。
So we can see that for the whole life of the Lord Jesus on the earth.
虽然按照里面生命的关系是合一的。
For if according to the life that we're in, they are one.
是平等的。
They are equal.
是不分高低的。
There's no difference of high and low.
但是为着成全父的旨意。
But to fulfill God's will,
他愿意伏在父的底下。
He's willing to submit in the Father's authority.
我们看见他在地上的一生从来没有违背他父的旨意。
we can see that the whole life of our Lord on the earth have never disobeyed the Father. He's always waiting before the Lord. Everything that God wanted, He will put Himself to it. When he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done."
所以我们看见说神做基督的头。
So here we see that the head of Christ is God.
这是为着工作，不是只做生命的工作。
For this is for the purpose of doing the work of God, not according to life.
那么朝阳这个家庭里面,
so in the same way, in a family,
我们不能有两个人不做头,
we cannot have two people be the head.
这样就会起了争执,
because that will cause conflict.
并且这个家庭不能建立起来,
and also the family cannot be built up.
所以在神的旨意里面,
so in God's purpose,
神设立男人做女人的头,
God has ordained men to be the head of the woman.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在这里我们看见是为着工作的秩序,
we can see that here is for the purpose or in the order in God's work.
不是生命的上下,
and it's not because of the difference in life.
我记得我在 Richmond的时候,
I remember when I was at Richmond,
当我们开始聚会的时候,
and when we started our meeting,
有姊妹她是很能干,
and some sister was very capable,
但是在家里都是做头的,
because she is a head in her house.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
当他们看到圣经的教训的时候,
then when they understand the teaching from the Bible,
他们就学习怎样做圣经,
they learn to how to be the body in the house.
而帮助他们的弟兄起来做头,
and instead, helping their brother to be the head.
结果非常的美,
and the end is very beautiful.
那么弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们怎么能达到这一个地位?
How can we attain unto such a position?
我想要请你们看以弗所第五章。
Then I want to ask you to turn to Ephesians chapter 5. And chapter 5, verse 21.
又当成敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Submit yourself one to another in the fear of God.
22.
And 22.
你们做妻子的，要顺服自己的丈夫。
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
因为丈夫是妻子的头，又同妻子是教会的头，又是教会全体的基督。For
the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body.
在所有圣经的里面,
so in all the Bible translation,
当人在那里分段落的时候,
and when people there try to divide into verses,
我们知道到圣经呢, 在那里写的时候,
we know that when the Bible is first written,
是没有段落的,
there is no chapters and verses.
一封书信就从头到末是一片,
Because an epistle is written as from beginning to the end, like a letter.
这个所谓分章分节，那是人所做的。
And the division into chapters and verses is what man has done.
所以当人在那里读圣经的时候,
so what happened is when men are reading the Bible,
讲到妻子与丈夫关系的时候,
especially speaking about the relationship about husband and wife,
不能在中国中文圣经、英文圣经里面,
doesn't matter whether in English translation or Chinese translation of the Bible,
都是看见那个分段了, 第21节是在前面, 22节是另一个段落。
And they separated verse 21 from verse 22.
但是你仔细去读的时候,
but if you read the Bible carefully,
你就看见说 21节应当连在22节上。
You will understand that verse 21 should be joined with verse 22.
不应当连在前面,
and it shouldn't be divided.
因为他在那里是讲到要存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Because verse 21 says, submitting yourself unto one another in the fear of God.
这个与下面做妻子做丈夫是有关系。
Because it's related to what's spoke following about husband and wife.
而不是上面呢,要这个,不要放荡啊,要被圣灵充满,诗歌这些东西联系。
Because verse 21 does not relate it to the previous verse about how to redeeming the time not to in drunkenness and also how to in spiritual songs and singing.
不是连接。
is not connected to those verses.
它应当是连接后面你们做妻子的、你们做丈夫的上。
It should be connected to verse 22, where it spoke about wife and husbands.
所以怎样做丈夫、怎样做妻子。
So how to be a husband and be a wife?
这个秘诀就在21节上面。
The secret is in verse 21.
又当成敬畏基督的心。 彼此顺服,
submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God.
如果做丈夫的和做妻子的,
if a husband and a wife,
都是敬畏主的,
if they all fear the Lord,
因为敬畏主的缘故, 他们就彼此顺服,
because they fear the Lord, so they learn to submit to one another.
没有一个人在那里发权,
so no one is there trying to take the authority.
他们夫妇就一同来追求主。
So that husband and wife together, they are seeking the Lord.
在丈夫的心里愿意顺服妻子。
For in the heart of the husband, he's willing to submit to the wife.
在妻子的心里愿意顺服他的丈夫。
And in the heart of the wife, she's willing to submit to her husband.
因为他们里面有这样的感觉,
and because in their heart they feel this way,
所以他们能遵行神的旨意,
so they can together do the will of God.
所以做丈夫的人不是霸权,
so we can see that as a husband, you shouldn't take all the full authority.
不是对妻子说我是头,
and do not speak to your wife, say, I'm your head.
所以你应当顺服,
so you need to listen to me.
做妻子的也不能说,
and as a wife, you cannot also say this way.
我们是平等的,
we are equal.
并且我更属灵,
and I'm more spiritual than you.
我们看见他们是学习彼此顺服,
but we can see that husband and wife are both learning to submit to one another.
一同在主面前等候主,
they are both waiting together before the Lord.
然后从那个彼此的顺服里面,
and because they're submitting to one another,
就产生家庭的秩序,
then it will produce the order in the family.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这是一件非常美丽的事情。
For this is a very beautiful thing.
所以我愿意讲家庭的时候，就顺便提到这一件事。
So I like to, when we speak about family, I need to also mention this.
盼望我们一同在主面前，存着敬畏主的心。
So that together as before the Lord, we all have a fear of God in our hearts.
来学习。
And we will learn together.
这样这个家庭就有秩序，就有坚固。
And then the family, there will be order, and also the family will be together.
然后我们才能看见这个家庭怎样在主里面长大。
Then we can see how the family can grow up in the Lord.
我想今天早晨教堂的话已经够了。
So I feel that this morning we have shared enough.
盼望弟兄姊妹都带到主的面前。
I hope that brothers and sisters can bring this before the Lord in prayer.
叫神的旨意在我们的家庭中能得以完成。
So that God's purpose for the family can be accomplished.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
Oh
dear Lord, when we are here sharing about family,
求主拯救我们脱离世界的观念。
Lord, please deliver us from the ideas of the world.
让我们看见家庭是出于你。
So that our eyes are open to see that family is from you.
你在这个家庭上有你的旨意。
Because you have a purpose for the family.
你要这个家庭来服侍你。
Because you want the family to serve you.
求你教导我们。
Please teach us, Lord.
教我们做夫妇的人能同心合意。
That as husband and wife, we can be one heart and one mind.
存着敬畏你的心，彼此顺服。
With the fear of God in our heart to submit to one another.
也在这样的情形之下,
so that under this condition,
产生你的旨意,
so that your will can be done,
叫家庭能和睦同心,
so that there be peace and oneness in the family,
并且以侍奉你为念,
and that together to serve you in oneness.
求你祝福每一个家庭,
Lord, please bless every family.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.